Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
This week I'd like to focus on a very important text of Old Testament scripture. It is the passage Deuteronomy chapter 6, specifically verses 4 to 9. But before we get there, context matters. So as we look at this passage, why is it so important? This is a passage of scripture that you, if you ever go to a Jewish home and you see on their door, they have this little metal thing that is hanging there. It's called a mezuzah. Inside of that is this passage called the Shema, Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. Why call it the Shema? Well, the first word, Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohenu, that is the Hebrew for hear, O Lord, the Lord our God is one. This is one that's so essential to Jewish thinking, to Jewish religion, that this is something that they will put on their doorposts. They will wrap it on into a little box called a phylactery and wrap it on their hands and wrap it on their foreheads when they do prayers in the mornings and the evenings. Why do they do this? Well, this is going to show the difference between Rabbinic Judaism or Second Temple Judaism and Christianity. Understanding Deuteronomy chapter 6 in this context will show us what is the great commandment that God has for us. Jews and Christians have a very different view of what that great commandment is. We see Christ asked about this, and we're going to study that out this week.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.